Kathy Griffin, America Experiencing Collective Trauma as Second Impeachment Trial Begins. By Amy Furr on February 9, 2021. Nearly 3 years after she posed for a photo holding a bloody replica of President Donald Trump's severed head, comedian and left-wing activist Kathy Griffin said Americans are experiencing a collective trauma as the second impeachment trial against former President Trump began on Tuesday. "I don't know if we've even started to process it, much less work through it to come out the other side, whatever that will mean. Ugh, sorry, I can't communicate my thoughts very well," said Griffin, whose bloody Trump head photo sparked a national firestorm and spurred a Secret Service probe. She was fired from CNN, faced a social media-fueled boycott of her stand-up shows, and was the subject of a Secret Service investigation. Griffin's followers concurred, one writing, "I can't stop crying. Serious PTSD. I wept as I saw the opening video. Part rage, part fear, and yes, trauma," another replied, appearing to refer to footage shown at the trial of the events at the Capitol on January 6. In a post on Monday, Griffin wrote that she was giddy with excitement about the impeachment trial, adding that she wanted to be called on to testify. Democrats are hoping to build the case tying former President Trump to the events of January 6. The end goal, as they have said, is a conviction in the Senate and permanent disqualification from ever running for office again, Breitbart News reported. While both sides, the House impeachment managers and former President Trump's counsel, will have 16 hours to present their cases, day one will involve 4 hours of debate over the constitutionality of proceeding with the trial, given Trump's status as a former president. The Senate will then vote on whether to proceed. It is expected to pass as it did last month following Senator Rand Paul's RKY motion, which raised questions over the constitutionality of the current process. 45 GOP senators voted with Paul, signaling a surefire acquittal for Trump, as Democrats would need 17 GOP senators to join them to reach 67 votes for a conviction. In an op-ed at Fox News on Tuesday, Representative Jim Jordan, RO, wrote that Democrats have an obsession with impeaching Trump because they're scared of him. They know he works for the American people, and not the Washington swamp. Unlike most politicians, President Trump did what he said he'd do. Hopefully, one day, he'll get to do it again, he concluded.